Ah, another anime about war under my belt. You could say, I'm on the war path, huh? No? Anybody? Am I the only one laughing? No, okay, screw you guys.
わさあすもポドキャストをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。楽しんでいきましょう。Thank you for listening to the What's Awesome Podcast. Let's have some fun.
Yo, this is Batman Live 2002 and I'm back with another anime review. And today I will be reviewing Valkyrie Chronicles. Oh yeah, baby.Valkyrie Chronicles has 26 episodes and aired from April 5th, 2009 to September 27th, 2009, and it premiered in the spring of 2009, obviously. And the studio that brought us this anime is A1 Pictures, and I don't know who the licensor is at all. I have no bloody clue. So yeah, Valkyrie Chronicles, it was a pretty cool, anime, I enjoyed it. And I watched it when I was on my, I get on kicks, you know, like I'll sit and I'll watch a certain type of anime, a certain genre, like let's say romance, I'll watch like 4 to 5 series, then I'll jump to 4 to 5, I don't know, action anime, 4 to 5 war-based anime, so on and so forth. But anyway, so I was on my World War II era anime kick when I watched Valkyrie Chronicles. But yes, so basically, Valkyrie Chronicles revolves around a country called Gallia. And I'm sure you know me, folks. I'm sure I butchered the name. I don't recall how it was actually pronounced, but I think it's called Gallia or Gallia or whatever. We're just going to call it Gallia. And basically, he has a neutral country, and the Empire, think of it as like World War II, like the whole era is taking place like World War II, but it's like in a different universe. And so we have the Empire who just, let's just say the Germany, because they're pretty much Hitler's Germany, right? So Gallia, you know, they're a little neutral nation, ain't hurting nobody. And then the Empire is like, you know what? You guys have this thing called Ragnite, which just powers everything. It powers their tanks, it powers all kinds of stuff. And Gallia is just rich, just fat with Ragnite. And the Empire's like, you know what, guys? Let's go get that Ragnite. So, you know, they go and invade. And thus the story begins with Gallia protecting itself. And, of course, their military just sucks compared to the I can't even think of the word, the well-trained and well-seasoned soldiers who have been, you know, fighting other nations. So therefore, you know, they're just, you know, better all around. But, you know, we're introduced to a guy named Welskin. Oh, man, I'm killing his name. Well, anyway, Welskin and his sister, younger adoptive sister named Asara, you know, they find themselves suddenly sucked into this war. And so they just kind of go to their parents' house and find this, like, experimental tank just sitting there. It was just, like, so convenient. Anyway, they jump into it. Turns out this tank kicks a whole lot of butt. So one thing leads to the other. And our young master, Welskin, finds himself at the head of Squad 7 as he's now part of the Galleon militia group. And now he must, you know, is Welkin. That's what it is. I'm just terrible. Just stop listening now. If you can forgive me, please continue listening. I appreciate the support. But anyway, so young Master Welkin, he's one of those genius types. You know, the cliche genius type, you know, the dude from No Game, No Life. I can't think of his name, but the older brother, you know, he just has smarts and he can outsmart everybody and he does so effortlessly and all that. So he's one of those types where, you know, he looks, he doesn't look very intimidating, but, you know, he has the smarts to outfox the enemy again and again and again, even when he is outgunned and outmatched. He puts those smarts to use and he just outfoxes the enemy over and over again. But little do we know that Welkin has a Valkyrie. You know what? I almost spoiled things. Basically, there's a power, a mysterious power known as the Valkyrie. And it might be closer than he thinks. He might have unbridled power at his fingertips. But, you know, we're not going to spoil nothing. So that is the synopsis. Let's get into the review. Yeah, Valkyrie Chronicles. It seems that Japan has this fascination with reimagining the World War II era, or that. I think the first thing that comes to mind is Tanya, the saga Tanya the Evil, which is so good. And basically, that wasn't even World War II, that was World War I. But there's a lot of parallels between this anime and that one. And the main one is they're both in a world where magic, I guess, exists kind of in this anime, but anyway, and it's, they both draw parallels to, you know, that era of World War I, World War II. But anyway, let's just talk about Valkyrie Chronicles, because it was pretty cool. Like I said, it is very reminiscent of World War II era Europe, and the Empire, you know, they're Nazis. They love marching places. They love invading places. They love having military superiority. They have tanks and guns and chutes and ladders and blips and blops and bloops. And it's like Batman Live, you must be on crack right now. Anyway, you know, and another thing is these guys are so like Nazi Germany that they even enslave the one single dark skin race on the continent. And these guys, which I think their name is a little bit funny, they're called Darkskins. The Darkskins, which sounds a whole like Darkskins, but I think I'm just reading into that way too much. It's just wordplay on my part. But anyway, but yeah, this was pretty cool. You know, we have young Master Welkin, and he's leading Squad 7. It's a small band of heroes. And, you know, he's just genius tactician, and he's just outfoxing the enemy time and time again. So if you're into the type of battles, World War II era battles, where there's tanks and, you know, like, and shootouts and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I make it sound like shootouts, but, you know, gun battles, squad on squad battles, tank on tank battles, that kind of stuff. Just World War II era, you know, fighting and action and stuff. There's plenty of that here. So if you're a World War II fanatic, I highly implore that you go and check this anime out. It is pretty cool. I've always been a self-proclaimed World War II historian. not really, but I've always found it fascinating. So I enjoyed watching this anime for that aspect of it, because it was pretty cool. And, you know, and like I said, Welkin, he's He's leading a ragtag group. They're a militia versus a well-trained army. Think about that. Militia is a group of people who are just like, take this gun and go fight. You know, it's like the training is nowhere near as good as the guys with the tanks and the planes and crap. But, you know, he outfoxes them time and again, so it's all good. Now, another thing I really liked about this anime was the storytelling aspect. We didn't have to be seduced. Many action anime have to seduce you with just the action. If there's enough shooting, fighting, fussing, and all that kind of stuff, you know, we're satisfied. But Valkyrie Chronicle didn't need to rely upon that to really keep the viewer entertained and enraptured and all that stuff, because the storyline is really good, guys. Like, it really gets deep into the character relationships. There's a lot of character development, a lot of, you know, backstory and stuff, and I thought it was so freaking good. And I, you know, you really get to know and love Squad 7, you know, the individual characters in it. But even though all the characters didn't get all the, you know, I wish everybody in Squad 7 could have got more screen time. I wish that they had each had more screen time. But at the same time, I'm not going to complain, because it was just so good, guys. Just if you're looking for a story-driven anime as well, like an anime with an actually good plot, then yes, please check this out. And it does not have fan service. It doesn't have to have the boobs jiggling, howling crap, and panty shots and all that to sell the anime. There are just too many anime out there that just need to be sold by freaking lollies flashing their panties and stuff. We don't have to. This is seinen at its best, a seinen anime, which is for adults. And I appreciate that. Mature adults, and not mature in the way that is sexual or anything. It's like mature in the storytelling, mature with the action. And yeah, man, I really... And Valkyrie Chronicles is really beset with tragedy. There's plenty of tragedy. You're going to really... I don't want to get into spoilers, but you're really going to latch on to some of these characters and... Yeah, I mean, you obviously already know just from my reaction that people are going to die. And it's war, guys. War is hell. And people are going to die. So, you know, you have to be strong for Squad 7. I had to be very strong for Squad 7. I reached out and touched my screen to put a hand on Young Master Welkin's shoulder as he went through. Some terrible times, very, very terrible times. But another thing that was really cool is that Valkyrie Chronicles is actually based on a game. I went and downloaded the game, and I didn't really get into it. I played about an hour, and it's not because it sucked. It's just because it really wasn't my cup of tea, and I had other games that I just wanted to play at the time. I totally would have went back to it, but I just never did. So I say go and check the game out. If you have Steam on, if you have a PC, you go on Steam, you can buy it. It's pretty cheap. It's called Valkyrie Chronicles, and I think they have up to four right now, three or four of them. So yeah, go check it out. Story-driven. I did notice that Welkin's hat in the anime is like, it's like a little hat on his head. And the game is huge, like comparing the hats side by side. It was weird. I was like, why is this hat so big compared to, you know, the actual anime? It was either it or vice versa. Basically, one medium had a hat that was small, one had a hat that was big. And I don't know. It's just, it's not like it takes away from anything. It's just something I noticed. I'm just weird, guys. This is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that I pay attention to. But anyway, I could tell that the anime got its storytelling or story-driven nature from the game. The game is very story-driven. So if you're into those type of story-driven games, and with good, you know, has a cool action in it as well. I believe it was turn-based. It was like a mixture of turn-based and real-time. And yeah, just check it out. It was a pretty fun game. But anyway... So yeah, guys, I mean, if you're into anime with, you know, the World War II style war, you know, battles and stuff, lots of strategy going on, lots of character development, a lot of plot and stuff. And, you know, I was looking around online and there's some people who found some of the storytelling to be kind of boring, you know, but I feel like because we get away from the action from time to time to focus on the plot. And I feel like the people who found this anime to be boring, not to talk crap or anything, but I feel like they're the types that were just looking for a run and gun anime, you know, like just action, balls to the wall action from episode one to episode, I forgot how many episodes there were, episode 20-something, I got it right here, guys, I'm pulling it up, 26, which is, I appreciate that, because if this was only 12 episodes, I would have not been happy, because this was a really good anime. But anyway, so yeah, some people found the storytelling aspects of it to be a little slow and plotting. I thought it was perfect, and that's all I have to say about it. I felt the pacing was just so perfect for this anime. Love the unique artwork for this anime. It has a very light, almost gritty type artwork to it, art style. And, you know, I always try to look out for, you know, unique artwork and, you know, and it reflects the game as well. The game has similar artwork. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I love the soundtrack. Very beautiful soundtrack. I'm a soundtrack man. And, yeah, I really like the soundtrack for this one as well. So, yeah, guys, I mean, this is a great, great anime. Oh, by the way, something that completely just caught me off guard is, you know, like we're in this World War II era thing, era, and suddenly we suddenly get these Valkyries that just come out of nowhere, and they're basically, small spoiler alert, they're these really super destructive female warriors. There's only two of them. And they're invincible to bullets and missiles, and they can shoot freaking laser beams from their sword, from their shield and spear combination. And it just comes from left field. It's just like, I see a war-based anime. And all of a sudden, you know, World War II, based kind of in the real world type thing. All of a sudden, this Valkyrie comes out of nowhere and just starts, it pulls an anime twist on you. Just out of nowhere. It's just like, wait, what is this? What's a chick with a spear taking out tanks? Like, what the crap? But it's awesome. I was caught off guard by it, but it's pretty cool. They may work, you know. So I got nothing else to say about that. But yeah, guys, I was actually genuinely sad when this anime ended. I loved it so freaking much. It didn't need any fan service. It didn't need any over-the-top action or any other gimmicks to make it a really good anime. So if you're just looking for an anime that's just is sound storytelling, good, you know, good bit of action and all that stuff, great, great lovable characters, then this is it, guys. Valkyrie Chronicles. I highly, highly suggest that you watch this anime. This is Wasawesome approved. I'm going to start saying that. This anime has the Wasawesome approval. And so I give Valkyrie Chronicles an 8 out of 10. So please, guys, check it out. It is so freaking good. This is Batman Live 2002. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Go follow me there. Type in Wasawesome, Wasasum, and follow me there. You can. I post memes, and I post lists online daily. And today's focus of the week, just like last week's focus, was really cool kick butt gunslingers. And yeah, I've been doing a specific focus on dual wielders, people, you know, individuals who wield double pistols. Or maybe they can have two machine guns. Who knows? I've been mainly doing double pistols. But anyway, guys, like I said, it's Batman Live 2002. Stay Wasawesome, people. Stay Wasawesome. Mm-hmm.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.